WRJN and Racine. If you're tuning in to hear high school basketball, Beloit Memorial at Waterford, Dick Graceffa and Dylan Dooley will be coming up with play-by-play in just a few minutes. Our pregame should be starting in just a little while, so stay with us. Game before it was running late. That's why it's not. So, coming up shortly.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The suspect in the killing of United Healthcare CEO has been formally charged in New York. DA Alvin Bragg says the 11 counts include first-degree murder and murder as a crime of terrorism.
This was a frightening, well-planned, targeted murder that was intended to cause shock and attention and intimidation.
New York's Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
We have seen a shocking and appalling celebration of cold-blooded murder. Social media has erupted with praise for this cowardly attack.
Luigi Mangione is still being held in Pennsylvania with an extradition hearing tomorrow. Madison, Wisconsin Police Chief Sean Barnes said today there are still many unanswered questions about yesterday's school shooting.
Identifying a motive is our top priority. But at this time, it appears that the motive was a combination of factors.
A teacher and student were killed by a 15-year-old female student who then killed herself. In San Francisco, after 7 days of deliberating, a jury has found Nima Momneni guilty of second-degree murder in the fatal stabbing of Cash App CEO Bob Lee, Lee's brother afterwards.
What matters today is that we had a guilty verdict and that Nima Momneni is going away for a very long time.
There's been a groundbreaking surgery in New York, as Michael George reports.
I am overjoyed.
Tawana Looney is a medical marvel. She's currently the only person in the world living with a pig organ.
I'm blessed to have received this gift, a second chance at life.
The 53-year-old received a gene-edited pig kidney at NYU Langone Health last month during an experimental procedure known as xenotransplantation.
She had donated a kidney to her mother in 1999. Her remaining kidney then failed years later due to pregnancy complications. Ukraine took credit today for the assassination of Russia's chemical weapons chief. A scooter packed with explosives blew up outside his Moscow apartment building. Analyst Beth Noble.
Looks to me like they're trying to send a message that Ukraine will inflict maximum pain on Russia as long as this war drags on, and that even those hundreds of miles from the front lines, like in Moscow, are not safe.
Those two NASA astronauts who've been stuck in space for months just got extended again. They won't be coming back to Earth until spring, 10 months after they rocketed into orbit on Boeing's Starliner capsule on a 10-day mission. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
December deals just dropped at Lowe's. Get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional $75 off every $1,000 you spend on select kitchen major appliances from Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, and Maytag. Also, save $20 on a Craftsman VersaStack rolling tool chest. Now just $69.98. Lowe's knows deals. Valid 12/12 through 12/18. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A furry little red monster and a giant yellow bird are looking for a new home, as Deborah Rodriguez reports.
Sunny days sweeping up clouds away.
HBO
Studios Max is ending its nearly decade-long partnership with the nonprofit that produces Sesame Street, home to Elmo and Big Bird. The company says it's part of a broader shift away from children's programming in favor of adult and family fare. It means the 55th season of Sesame Street, which arrives next month, will be the last until Sesame Workshop finds a new partner.
My heart belongs to Napoli.
Old episodes of Sesame Street will be available on Max through 2027 and on PBS. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Bluey is heading to the big screen. Disney and BBC Studios are collaborating on an animated movie starring the popular Blue Heeler pup. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with a few flurries and snow showers and a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs in the low 30s. Then more snow showers developing for Thursday and Thursday night with accumulations, high, low 30s. Currently 35 degrees.
Birds who live near. To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. get it almost every night. And when that moon gets so big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Every border was dancing in.
Presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Recepa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Recepa.
Waterford Gym, it's high school basketball on DG Sports. Tonight it's the Southern Lakes game between the Beloit Memorial Purple Knights, 5-0 overall, 2-0 in conference, versus the Waterford Wolverines, 5-0 overall, 2-0 in conference. Hello again, everyone. Dick Rousseff along with Dylan Dooley producing the broadcast. Beloit defeated Elkhorn 72-71 in their last game. Waterford blew out Badgers 61-28. The Purple Knights lost four starters from last year's team that finished tied for first place in the Southern Lakes with an overall record of 21-6. The Wisconsin Basketball Yearbook picks the Knights to finish third once again in the conference. Strengths are competitiveness, defense, and backcourt play. Question marks are size, depth, and rebounding. Leading scorers for Beloit are Amari Hereford, 28 points per game, Brock Hodges, 15 points per game, and Jeremiah McAllister, 14 points per game. As we previewed in a previous game, the Wolverines returned two starters that tied for third place in the Southern Lakes with Beloit. Strength and question marks were also previewed. Their leading scorers are Caden Gustafson, 25 points per game, Jameson Beasley, 11 points per game, and Chase Brechtel, 10 points per game. Last year, the team split the two games, both winning on the road. My keys to the game, first for the Purple Knights, no question about it, they're going to want to play up-tempo tonight. Put the ball into the hands of their big three scorers and got to win the rebounding war. Keys to the game for the Wolverines, on the offensive end, spread the ball around, look for Gustafson to get many shooting opportunities, and don't get in a running game with the Purple Knights. Our girls' varsity game just finally concluded, and Waterford defeated Beloit 55-50. And I do have one correction to make. The Waterford Wolverines are 5-2 overall, 2-0 in conference. And with that, I'll turn it over to Dylan for a few comments, and we'll hear from, and then hear from our sponsors and our patrons.
Thanks, Dick. Looking forward to tonight's broadcast. Southern Lakes matchup. Both teams competitive, and we're in for a good one tonight. So at this time, I'd like to take a moment to recognize our amazing sponsors and patrons who make it possible for us to bring you these games. These are some very special individuals and companies who share our passion for recognizing and supporting our student-athletes, coaches, and community. We appreciate the support of our sponsors and patrons to help us bring you this high school basketball event right here on DG Sports. We're supporting our student athletes, coaches, and community, streaming live, covering all 10 Racine City and County High Schools on DG Sports. Tonight's game is brought to you by our terrific sponsors, Roma Lodge on Spring Street in Racine, Lings on Lathrop, Sicko and Convenience Store in Racine, Gordy Boucher Lincoln in West Allis, Financial Service Group of Racine, Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin, Cancer Network, Docs on the Fox in Waterford, and the personal injury attorneys at Habish, and Rotier. Our patrons, Chris Gorman, Gary Schoenert, Bob Lech, Tim Owens, Jim Rammel, Jason Troiler, Ryan Thompson, Brian Polda, Mike Paczynski, Greg Owens, Johnson Park Golf Course in Racine, Casey Robbins, and Jason Atanasoff. Those are our wonderful patrons. Once again, you're listening to Dick Rousseff streaming live coverage of high school basketball on DG Sports. Listen live or hear a replay of the game anytime, anywhere at ggsports.mixler.com. You can follow us at ggsports.mixler.com or on the free Mixler app to easily access the stream or to live chat with us during these broadcasts. You can find us on social media as well at Facebook and Twitter, also known as X. DG Sports, that's covering all 10 Racine City and County High Schools. If you miss any of tonight's game, or if you, your friends, or family would like to hear the game at a later date, all of our broadcasts are archived at ggsports.mixler.com. Select the recording of your game of interest.
All right, thank you, Dylan. I think at this time, then, we'll hear from Travis Wilson with our WisSports.Minute for the week.
Sounds good, Dick. Our WISSports.net Minute. Over 85,000 student-athletes participate in high school athletics in the state of Wisconsin every single year. WSN, Wisconsin Sports Network, is an integrated publishing company with a focus on these student-athletes, their coaches, families, friends, and coaches. Their website, WISSports.net, is a terrific resource for everything high school sports. As a proud WSN media partner, we're happy to bring you this message from WISSports.net manager Travis Wilson.
A big basketball commit to the Badgers, and more hoops news and results from last week. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The University of Wisconsin women's basketball program picked up a big commitment last week when Shawn O. Jr. Leonore Dean announced she'll play for the Badgers. The 6'2" wing player averages more than 28 points and 9 rebounds per game for the Hawks, coming off an all-state season last year. The Kimberly girls team scored a pair of big wins last week as the Division I second-ranked Papermakers scored victories over 9th-ranked De Pere and 6th-ranked Hortonville. Senior Reagan Krieger scored 45 points and grabbed 15 rebounds in the two games. In another big D1 showdown on Friday, 5th-ranked Hartford outlasted 3rd-ranked Homestead 70-65 in overtime as Rita Kepper and McKenna Christian each scored over 20 points. In boys basketball action last week, Waupun's Aiden Hawkinson poured in 50 points in a win over Winneconne, making 10 of 16 three-point shots. It wasn't the only 50-point outburst last week, as Cumberland's Gavin Gore scored 51 in a victory against Spooner on Tuesday. Almond Bancroft's Aiden Phillips had a huge week, scoring 34 points with 18 rebounds in a victory over Northland Lutheran. On Thursday, he had a career-high 46 points with 15 rebounds as the Eagles took down Pittsville in overtime. Last Friday, WIAA Assistant Director Tom Shafransky announced his retirement after 22 years with the association. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
All right, thank you to Travis Wilson for that WISSport Minute. Now let's meet the starters for both teams, starting with the Beloit Memorial Purple Knights. We have three of the five that we know will be starting. Starting at guard will be 6'2" junior Amari Herford. Starting at forward, 6'4" senior Jeremiah McAllister. And starting at guard, 6' junior Brock Hodges. Your head coach is Todd Marks. We'll need to get the other two starters when they introduce them. For the Wolverines, starting at guard, 5'10" junior Colin Lepistol. Starting at guard, 6'3" senior Jameson Beasley. Starting at forward, 6'4" senior Ryan Dashner. Starting at guard, 6'2" junior Caden Gustafson. And starting at forward, 6'6" junior Chase Brechtai. Your head coach, Nick Reglin. And Dylan, for our listeners in, we're up, I guess we'd say we're up in a crow box, and we're not able to get down on the floor to get interviews with the coaches.
Yeah, that's correct. Thank you to the girls' head coach, Brechtel, who allows us to be up in her room here tonight for the broadcast. It overlooks the field house that they have here and reminds me a little bit of Park. Kind of how we get put up in the sky like that. The only downside to it is, as you mentioned, we are not courtside, so being able to do a interview quickly with coaches, players, is not really possible.
And we are right at the, as they say, we're right at the 50-yard line. So the Purple Knights tonight, well, they'll be dressed in their away purple uniforms with the white trim The Wolverines will be dressed in their home white uniforms with the green trim. And again, both teams come in undefeated in conference. That's the key. Undefeated in conference. The winner of tonight's game will take an early hold on first place in the Southern Lakes Conference.
Yeah, two very strong teams. A lot of athleticism out here on the floor tonight. And, you know, heavy hitting top of the conference matchup here between these two teams.
And it's good to be back in the saddle, as they say. I'm a little healthier than I was Friday night. So I'm looking forward to this game tonight. It should be a competitive one. My only caution, once again, Dylan, to the Wolverines, don't get in an up-tempo game with the Purple Knights.
No, I thought it was interesting. We had talked to Coach Reglin before the game. He had mentioned how the Knights want to go up-tempo, and he said, we're going to try and match that energy, which to me is pretty interesting. I don't think they'll be able to hang all night long if that's the case, but from the start of it, at least, that seems to be the message. They want to match the tempo. They want to match the pace, so we'll see whose legs last longer and who can outplay each other in that battle all night.
All right, so we'll step away one more time for 60 seconds, and then we'll come back, and we'll be ready to get this one underway. You're listening to High School Basketball, streaming live on DG Sports.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
I'd also like to thank our patrons. For their continued support of high school athletics.
All right, so we're back here at Waterford Gym, and we should be ready to get the starters for both teams. As we said, we got to get two more for the Knights, but their starters so far are Herford, McAllister, and Hodges. For the Wolverines, it'll be Lepisto, Beasley, Dashner, Gustafson, and Brechtel. Your head coaches, first for the Knights, Todd Marks. For the Wolverines, Nick Reglin. And at this time, we'll turn it over to the Waterford PA announcer. Thank you. That was our national anthem performed by the Wolverine Pep Band. So now we'll get the starters for both teams announced, and then we'll get this one underway. So again, we need two starters for the Purple Knights that we were not given. So we'll see who Coach Marks decided. Again, the Knights come in undefeated overall also, not just in conference. So J.J. Martin will be one of the two. And the other starter is James Ford, a 5'10" junior guard. So the Wolverines being introduced now with the feeder basketball program players, giving them a standing ovation and wishing them good luck. So jumping for the Knights will be McAllister. And Brechtel for the Wolverines. There's the tip, and it's controlled by the Purple Knights. Herford will bring it across. Passes over to Ford. Back to Herford. Herford with the basketball. Now gives it up to Martin. Martin on the wing. Goes inside to McAllister. And we had a baseline violation by the Knights. So Beasley to take it out for the Wolverines. Gets it into Gustafson. The last time we had Caden, he put up over 30 in a loss to Park. Passes over to Beasley on the wing. Beasley tries to drive inside with a no-look pass, but it's intercepted by the Knights. And then Herford he's fouled. And it's on Beasley. His first, team first. So Martin inbound. Inbounds to Ford. Ford at the top of the key. Gives it back to Martin. Now here's a three-pointer. That's good. Three-pointer by Hodges to make it 3-0. As Gustafson will take it across. Passes over to Beasley once again on that wing. Now gives it up at the top to Dashner. Now Dashner goes to Gustafson. He pulls up, shoots, and scores. Gustafson for two to make it 3-2 at the 16:45 mark. Herford brings it across. Here's a three-pointer by him again. No good. Beasley with the rebound, pushing it up quickly to Gustafson. Now back to Beasley at the top of the key, inside with the no-look pass. The miss by Brechtel, and here comes the Knights the other way. On the drive, they go to the wing, then he drives inside, and then they give it up to Herford. And it's 5-2. Purple Knights with the lead. Gustafson takes it across the timeline, looking for someone. Almost had it taken away. And we got a foul on the Wolverines. That foul's on Gustafson, his first, team second. Now here's the Knights again. Driving inside and then putting it up and scoring is McAllister to make it 7-2. One more possession where the Knights would score. I would think the Wolverines will call a timeout. Here's LaPistol touching it for the first time. Now Gustafson with a three-pointer. That's good. Caden Gustafson with a three-pointer. You can tell why he made the all-broadcast team last year. 7-5. Beloit with the lead. Hodges had it on the wing. Now pulls it back out to Ford. Ford goes across court to Martin. Martin now gives it up on the wing to Hodges, and he hits the three to make it 10-5. Some token pressure being put on by the Knights as they lead at the 15-minute mark, 10-5. Gustafson with the ball now, all the way, pulls up with the floater, and count it, count the floater. And that was actually Gustafson. Little nice floater, one-handed, to make it 10-7. He'll try to convert the three-point play. That foul was on Hodges, his first, team first. So Caden at the line for one, and he hits it to make it 10-8. And Beloit will bring it in right away with Hodges. Hodges with the basketball now. Gets a screen from McAllister. Then McAllister gets the ball, comes inside, almost a double dribble, but puts it off somewhat off the glass for two to make it 12-8. Beloit. Beasley will bring it across this time for the Wolverines. Beasley on the drive now gives it up to LaPistol. LaPistol's going to shoot the three and hit it. Colin LaPistol with the three to make it 12-11. And that's how you stay with the Knights. You got to hit those perimeter shots. Now here's a shot up that's no good by Herford. Next one by McAllister. He missed it, trying to put it back. And here's Beasley giving it up to LaPistol. Now back outside to Gustafson. Little short, hit the ring, and that was it. And here comes the Knights, knowing what they're known for, pushing the ball up the floor. Rejected. LaPistol puts it up to Beasley. And Beasley's going to go to the line to shoot two. That foul's on Ford, his first, team second. So Beasley at the line, 4-2. First time tonight for Jameson. First one up is good. Well, a little showboating there, I guess, to the crowd. So we're tied at 12. Second one up is also good. Makes it 13-12. Waterford with their first lead of the night. As Hodges will bring it across. Now passes across court to Ford. Then they put it into the hands of Martin at the top of the key. Now to Herford. Herford passes across court to Hodges. Now Hodges looks like he's going to drive. No, now they go down low to McAllister. Inside with that big body. Puts it up and can't get it to go. And the rebound to the Wolverines. Gustafson coming down quickly. Loses it. Throws it back out to Beasley. He had a no-look pass, but it's intercepted by Hereford coming all the way down, putting it up and scoring. Hereford to make it 14-13, Beloit. Gustafson brings it across, gives it up to LaPistol. He goes across court to Beasley. Now Beasley at the top of the key, gives it to Gustafson on the wing for the three. No good. And we're going to go down. We're going to go the other way. as we had a foul on the Wolverines. Checking in for the Knights will be Traymon Peyton Ruff. And that last foul was on Dashner. His first, team third. So here comes the Knights with it now. Hodges with the basketball, gives it up to McAllister. His shot is short, hit the ring. And here comes Bull Veit the other way with it as he also checked in. Now Brechtel with the floater, that's no good. And the rebound to Ruff. Peyton Ruff with the rebound, gives it up to Hereford. His three-pointer, no good. And LaPistol comes away with it and gets it down to Gustafson, and he'll score on a beautiful pass from Colin LaPistol to make it 15-14 Waterford. Now the Knights at the top of the key. Ford trying the give and go to Hereford, and he wasn't ready for it. And here comes Beasley with a three-pointer. That's good. Bull Veit, correction, Bull Veit with that three to make it 18-14 Waterford. Now the Knights coach gets a little more adamant as they trail in this ball game. Now on the drive, it's Hodges. He pulls up for the floater, airballed it, and a rebound comes down to Gustafson. Gustafson on the drive all the way down. Turnaround shot by him is short. No good. Goes out of bounds, and it'll go over to the Purple Knights. Now checking in will be Crawford, Jatavian Crawford, a 5'11 guard, junior for the Knights. And Armin Levi, a 6'2 junior forward for the Knights. So they do a lot of substitution. Hereford gave it up to Crawford. Now it comes back out on top to Levy. Now back to Hereford. Hereford gave it up on the wing now to Levy. Levy brings it up back out on top. Now the give and go is intercepted by Beasley and picked up by Gustafson. Now back to Beasley. Now Veit with the three-pointer. That's in and out, no good. LaPistol saves it and gets it into the hands of Beasley, but then it's taken away by those quick hands by the Knights. Shot up is good by Crawford. Crawford goes coast to coast for the Purple Knights to make it 18-16. Waterford with the lead. We're at the 10-minute mark. Gustafson now on the drive. Gives it up to Veit, and he loses it. And the Knights come away with it. And they find Hodges down by himself, and he scores to give them the lead, to tie it again at 18. So we're tied at 18. LaPistol with the basketball now, gives it up to Beasley. Now they go inside to Brechtel. Brechtel tries to go in with the one-handed shot. That's no good, but he drew a foul. So he'll go to line to shoot two. First time tonight for Chase. That foul was on Levy, his first. Team third. First one up is good. Second one up, no good. Rebound to the Knights. And Hereford gives it to Peyton Ruff. Peyton Ruff on the drive, pulls up for the three-pointer. That's no good. And a rebound to Beasley, pushing it up the floor quickly to Veit, and he scores. Bull Veit with that transition basket. And a timeout called by the Purple Knights. It's a 30-second timeout, so we're going to keep it here. 21-18 is our score. Waterford with the lead in this game for first place in the Southern Lakes Conference. Pretty good crowd tonight, but it's not a sellout, and that's not surprising seeing how far Beloit had to come which kind of surprises me that they'd be in the Southern Lakes from where they're at.
Yeah, a little bit of a drive for them, but they get into a conference where they're going to be more competitive, so I think that little bit of extra travel will be well worth it for them.
All right, so the Knights to inbound the ball, 21-18 is our score. Waterford with the lead. They get it into Hereford. Passes over to Crawford on the wing. He's got to give it up now to Hereford. Hereford pulls up, three-pointer, in and out, no good. They'll rebound to Crawford, and they'll reload it. The Knights will. Al Crawford gives it up to Hereford. Hereford pulls up, can't get it to go, and rebound to Veit. He puts it into the hands of Gustafson. Gustafson now gives it up to Veit on the wing. And now Gavin Reglin in the basketball game. Now Gustafson loses it. And good play. Good play by the Purple Knights to knock it off of Gustafson. So the Purple Knights will inbound the basketball. Hereford will bring it in to Peyton Ruff. We're at the 8:45 mark of our first half. 21-18, Waterford with the lead. Now Hereford gives it up on that wing and then driving inside. Can't get it to go. Tap up by the Knights is no good. Last touched by the Knights, so it'll go back over to Waterford. They have a three-point lead. They inbound to LaPisto. LaPisto will take it across. Now gives it up to Reglin. And then Reglin gives it up to Veit. And now we're going to have a foul coming up on the Knights. That foul's on Levy, his second, team fourth. So checking back in is Ford for the Purple Knights as LaPisto gets it into Beasley. Beasley, spin move, puts up the shot and scores. Jamison Beasley with another two to make it 23-18 now. Waterford with the lead. Ford now with the basketball. Quick with a no-look pass to Crawford. And then Crawford comes in, and he traveled with it. So to go back over to the Wolverines. Checking back in is J.J. Martin for Crawford. So Gustafson to inbound now for the Wolverines to LaPisto. Then it's taken away by Hereford. Puts it up and scores. Hereford with the basket. And the buzzer sounded, and that's because Amari Hereford has just scored his 1,000th point. And he gets a standing ovation from both. So congratulations again to Amari Hereford on that feat. Now we're back to live action. Inbounded to Reglin. To LaPisto, Beasley back to LaPisto. Now from the corner, Bull Veit with the three-pointer that is in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Peyton Ruff. Peyton Ruff then gives it up to Brock Hodges, who goes coast to coast to make it 23-22, Waterford. 7:31 to go in our first half. And Ron Quirk wants some maintenance work done here. Wants it wiped up a little bit. as we wait. Dashner checks back in for Veit for the Wolverines. And McAllister checks back in for Martin for the Knights. 23-22, Waterford with the lead. Reglin with the basketball, gives it back to Gustafson. Then he goes across the timeline to Brechtel. Now to LaPistol on a wing. He brings it back to the top of the key as they're trying to, there's a give and go. That is no good. No good by Dashner. He had the easy bunny and he missed it. He overlaid it. Here comes Peyton Ruff with the basketball. Now gives it up to Hodges. Hodges on the drive. Tried to go no look pass to McAllister and lost it out of bounds. Here we're going to have a discussion. One said it goes to the Knights. The other one said it goes to the Wolverines. And it will go to the Wolverines. Reglin gets it in to LaPistol. Back to Reglin. Reglin now to Gustafson, and they break it. Gustafson pulls up, shoots, short on the ring. And now we're going to have a foul coming up on the Wolverines. And that one's on Dashner. His second, team fourth. So he'll check out, and Veit will check back in for the Wolverines. 6:45 to go in our first half, 23-22. Waterford with the lead. Now Hereford with the basketball loses it. And I think they'll get Waterford for the foul there. Trip foul, Ron Quirk said. That foul's on Gustafson, his second, team fifth. So Beasley checks back in for Reglin. And they're going to have to watch Gustafson. He's got two already. As Hereford brings it in. Now gives it up to Hodges. Hodges almost loses it to LaPistol. Then tried to get it across court. And here comes Beasley the other way. And he lost it. But picked up by Bull Veit for the two. And it's 25-22 Waterford. Hereford with the basketball. Gives it up now to Crawford. Crawford inside, can't get the bunny to go. McAllister's bunny's no good. And the rebound to Brechtel. Puts it into the hands of LaPistol. Now Beasley on a drive, puts it up, can't get it to go too hard. Here comes the Knights with it. They want to run, and they will. And that's Hereford. Hereford with the basket as they go transition basketball. Very fast to make it 25-24, 5:40 to go. In our first half, LaPistol brought it across the timeline. Now gives it up to Gustafson. Now he goes across court to Brechtel. Now Brechtel gives it up to Veit. The give and go back to Brechtel. Can't get it to go. And here comes Hereford. All the way down. Hereford again scores. Coast to coast for Amari to make it 26-25. Beloit with the lead again. Gustafson goes to. Went to Bull Veit, and then in the corner, LaPistol tried to shoot it up from the wing, the three-pointer. That was no good. And here comes the Knights the other way with it. Hereford with a three. That's good. Amari Hereford, I think he's heating up now as it's 29-25. Gustafson's got to give it up to LaPistol. Now they go on the wing to Bull Veit, and he's got nowhere to go. He brings it back out and gives it to Gustafson at the top of the key. Now LaPistol, there, they found Bull Veit wide open, and he overlaid the layup. Put back, though, is good by Brechtel to make it 29-27. WRJN Racine. And we got a 30-second timeout called by the Purple Knights. So we'll keep it here and tell you that we'll have another game coming up Thursday night. It should be another good one.